This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D. SED.com.
All right, 644, 16 till 7. You heard Sean O'Neill from the National Weather Center. Fine young lad at the National Weather Center telling us that the weather's going to be nice all the way through Lundy Gras, then Mardi Gras, maybe some rain, maybe Lundy Gras night. We'll have to see how that plays out. Danielle Del Sol joins us, Executive Director of the Preservation Resource Center of New Orleans. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Danielle, everybody has a story. How does one become Executive Director of the Preservation Resource Center of New Orleans?
You just stick around long enough. I've been with the PRC for 14 years, and after 7 years, I was named Executive Director. I fell in love with preservation as a journalist and moved to New Orleans and never looked back.
For you young people listening at home, remember what Danielle said. You just stick around long enough. That's the key. Let's talk about.
I started as an intern.
Seriously, I know. I'm not kidding you. I mean that sincerely. People don't realize that. It's a lot simpler than you think. Show up on time. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't say no. Make yourself available. Do what they tell you to do, and you'd be surprised how quickly you can move up. And I'm not kidding. I mean
that's
sincerely.
Right.
Let's talk about buildings in New Orleans. Why are so many collapsing, or are so many collapsing?
Well, I will say I think that it's a coincidence that so many fell down so dramatically this fall and winter. So we need not be alarmed. But we do live in a historic building with an incredible number of historic structures that need maintenance, and they're not being maintained properly. We have a huge number of negligent property owners who are not taking care of their buildings in the city, and the city has not funded its own departments so that they have enough staff and resources to actually take care of that problem and hold negligent property owners to account, with people that out there on the ground daily to cite building owners and, you know, take them through the legal processes. And then we also need to do a better job informing, responsible property owners on how to properly care for their buildings. And the fact that you do need regular inspections, you need, you know, whether your house is made out of wood, made out of bricks, you need to do the work to take care of it. And in this busy day and age, it can be hard to remember to pencil stuff like that in.
I own one home, and it's hard enough for me to stay on top of it. And it was built in the mid-90s. So I can only imagine when it comes to these older buildings. Tell me, what are some common causes of building collapses? What causes that?
Well, interestingly, you'll note that the buildings that collapsed, so famously in the past few months were all brick. Mm-hmm. And so brick is particularly susceptible to issues because in recent decades, we've been repairing brick in the wrong ways. If you put Portland cement over brick, it traps moisture inside, which leads to rapid deterioration of the brick. Mm-hmm. There have also been sealant products on the market, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that people thought, were strengthening their brick. Everyone thought they were doing a good job by slathering this stuff all over their brick buildings, but actually it was also trapping moisture inside. And we didn't realize that until later. So there are kind of problems that are coming home to roost now, 20 years later, 30 years later, that people really have to be careful if they have a brick building to A, make sure that they don't have materials like paint or Portland cement on top that are going to lead to their deterioration. They need to make sure that they don't gut the inside of their building. We all love open floor plans, but for a brick building, if you don't have interior wall structure holding a brick building up, that's going to cause huge problems. And then sometimes these things are out of our control. Obviously, weather, moisture is harsh here in New Orleans, and the infrastructure is problematic. You know, the building, Turner's Hall, that fell down on Lafayette Street, it had a huge pothole next to it. And so, you know, hour after hour, trucks would be hitting this pothole, the whole building would shake. You know, the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities owns that building, and they've been fantastic property owners. But when you have potholes, when you have construction going on all around you, and it's, you know, causing vibrations in your building, that's a big problem.
When you talk about this sealant thing, is that unique to New Orleans, or is that something around the country where the product was either advertised or suggested the use was improper, or is it just...
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not unique to New Orleans, but New Orleans has softer bricks. We have those St. Joe-style bricks that are different than bricks that were hard-fired in other parts of the country. So our bricks are more susceptible to these products that were marketed as strengthening products. So you are going to see these issues in other parts of the country. But again, it's just like we have so many buildings compared to other cities around the country, so many older buildings that we're going to see these issues at a much higher rate just because of the volume of historic structures that we have.
Danielle, I always like to learn stuff, so I got to ask you, tell me about St. Joe bricks and hard-fired bricks. What's the difference, and how do we wind up with St. Joe bricks here? What is it?
It's just the nature of our soil here in New Orleans, here in Louisiana. And so St. Joe bricks, you might see a stamp, St. Joe, on the bricks as you're walking around downtown in the sidewalks. So next time you're walking around exploring New Orleans, you can look for St. Joe bricks. But that's a very famous brickyard outside of New Orleans that supplied a lot of the building materials during some of the building booms in the early 20th century. And so our soil, when you fire it to make a brick, it's just naturally softer than areas of a country like St. Louis or the Northeast that have naturally harder soils.
The Dickens, you say, as Jed Clampett used to say. Really? So because of the soil that we have here that they use to fire the bricks are softer than using soil from somewhere else that would make for a harder brick?
Yeah, it just depends on what minerals are in the ground where you live and those sorts of factors. So.
Man, you know some stuff. You taught me some. I'll be doggone. Thank you. We'll pick it up. We come back with Danielle Del Sol, Executive Director of the Preservation Resource Center in New Orleans. I didn't know that. 651, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 656, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Danielle Del Sol, Executive Director of the Preservation Resource Center of New Orleans. And to be clear, you're not going to climb the ladder if you just hang around like moss. You have to improve your skill set. You have to learn. You have to contribute. And you have to constantly educate yourself, as Danielle has done. Let's talk about, when you talk about these open floor plans, I would hope that there's an architect involved when people start gutting these buildings and saying, I want a big, giant room here.
Sometimes there are, but sometimes people just work with contractors, you know, to do housing renovations. And the people at the City of New Orleans Historic District office told me that in the past few years, there have been two shotgun houses that have fallen down mid-renovation because they wanted an open floor plan on the inside.
They started
ripping walls out, and
that's
and bad things happened.
Don't you think? That's crazy?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So tell me, Danielle, when you look, we had a spate of these, but from the conditions you're describing, it seems like we just got, I hate to use time bombs because that can be a melodramatic thing, but it does seem as though future collapses would not be out of the question. So what do people need to look for, or how? What does the city do? How do you prevent something like this from happening?
I would recommend that homeowners get an inspection every few years. We tend to think of home inspections as something you just do if you're selling your property or buying a property. But in this city, with our extreme, you know, humidity, termites, the ground is always shifting. We're built on a swamp. It's really important for your building to be regularly assessed, especially after a storm. You know, we think about roofs, and we always talk about roofs. But you got to look at the rest of the building, too. Is there water getting in anywhere? Do you have active termites? Even, you know, brick buildings, people don't think about termites with brick buildings. But the inside, you know, the structure of a brick building is timber. And so there are termites everywhere in this city. And we have to be on top of that problem before it gets too bad. So there are so many environmental factors that really necessitate regular building inspections in this city. And it costs a little bit of money, and that's hard for some people to swing. But if you can swing it, it pays off in the long run, because, you know, when you catch problems early and you're able to address them, it saves you so much money because they don't have the time to blow up into something major.
When it comes to areas of the city, are there some that are more prone to worry than others?
Yeah, I mean, the older your building is, the more susceptible it's going to be, because it's been around longer. It's been standing in the elements longer. Mm-hmm. But don't forget that our historic building materials are superior to anything you can buy on the market right now. A shotgun house that's built with zinc or cypress, I mean, that's wood that was grown in water in a swamp. If you buy brand new growth pine right now and, you know, build yourself a new porch or something, it's going to last 5 to 10 years before it rots. Mm-hmm. So these building materials that our buildings were built with are superior. They've lasted over 100 years. But in order to last another 100 years, we've got to take good care of them.
Thank you, Danielle, for your time. You have to come back, talk about the Preservation Resource Center of New Orleans and some of the stuff y'all do in general, okay?
Oh, I'd love that, Tommy. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. You have a great day. Danielle, and nice Mardi Gras. Danielle Del Sol, Executive Director of the Preservation, I'll get it out, Resource Center New Orleans. We come back. Governor Landry laid out his budget for the next fiscal year. We'll take a look at it with Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute, see what he thinks about it. Then we'll see what Jan Moeller thinks of it with the Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. A lot coming up. Stay with us. WWL.